From the 88.5 GPB and Lansa Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. As fallout continues over Georgia's new heartbeat legislation that effectively bans abortion in the state, yesterday the Atlanta City Council approved a resolution opposing the abortion law. Councilmember Amir Farouki introduced the legislation, which was supported by a 13-0 vote. The fetal heartbeat bill, which was signed by Governor Kemp earlier this month, would ban abortions around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Most women don't even know they're pregnant then. The city council vote comes after district attorneys from Fulton, Cobb, DeKalb, and Gwinnett counties tell the AJC that they won't prosecute women under the new legislation, which goes into effect next year. The Atlanta City Council also has approved a plan that moves the city a step forward in closing and repurposing the jail. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
The resolution creates a task force that would help decide what to do with the building and inmates. It would include advocates and officials from the city of Atlanta, Fulton, and DeKalb counties, but it could also feature current and formerly incarcerated people. Devin Barrington Ward works with Close the Jail ATL, an advocacy organization. He says the facility has caused a lot of pain for some residents.
And the way that we heal is by bringing those communities and people who have been harmed by this institution in the jail into the conversation to have an active role in how we repurpose and close it.
It cost the city more than $32 million to run the jail. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A wildfire in a small part of the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is under control, but as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the fire points to already dry conditions in the state.
The 180-acre tract of upland longleaf pine forest had been slated to be burnt on purpose by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this spring. Prescribed burns help longleaf pines and animals that depend on them, like the endangered red-cockaded woodpecker. But Susie Heisey of Fish and Wildlife says a lightning strike beat the agency to the punch. While the fire is now 90% contained, late spring prescribed burns in the Okefenokee are on hold.
We are experiencing dry conditions. It's very hot, and the humidities are going to be low this week. That's not ideal for prescribed burning in our situation.
Wildfires can be worse for wildlife than prescribed burns, so Heisey says for the time being, there's also a ban on campfires and grilling in the Okefenokee. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.